We'll talk a little bit about Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, Mefrat, on what type of things you have to make a bracha on, and what happens if you're mafsik, v'chulu. Ram writes in Hilchos Shayfa Sukkah Lulu Perek Vavalachi Beis, Kol Zman Shichanes Leisha B'Sukkah Kol Shiva, Mevarach Koyim Shiyesh V'Asher G'Shar Mitzvah V'Sfan Leisha B'Sukkah. So the Magen Mishnah, that the Das that of Gainim is, and if you go into Sukkah 100 times, however, he writes, if you leave, you see a gemura, last is in yonav, shleilach sal altar. I'm lo yotzel, l'davim chaveroi, l'hei v'davol sukkah, tzarech shaita, l'hei v'tzir, l'chai v'bracha, k'shiyachsa. So, Shid HaRambam is, every time you walk in, if there's a hefsik, every time you walk into the sukkah, you have to make a new bracha. Yudva in Sukkah from Memhem and Beis brings down B'shem Bali Taisis that anything doing the Sukkah as well, he says, even if you didn't leave, so Rama said if you leave, yeah, come back and make a new bracha. The Rama says even if you didn't leave, you do different things in the Sukkah, you have to make a new bracha every single thing. Look at Yudva, many chiyuvim in the Sukkah, Achila, Shina, Shina, and Kiyaitzibai. So therefore, it's like an achas tefillin, the Mechuyit and Mevarach. Every single time, so Melo here. So even though you haven't left the sukkah, you have to make a bracha on each a different action that you do in the sukkah. However, Shitz Rabbein Tam is if you want to make a bracha on achila, since the achila is the ikar. The Rosh in Brachas, the first parak, Simon Yagim brings down as follows: Shal Ri Es Rabbein Tam. And Sarach Levarach al Hashina Basuka. The Yosef Hamir is Shina Machila. The Mutlach al Arai. Achila Sarai Chutzal Sukkah. Mashina Sarai Asura Chutzal Sukkah. So the Re Yasser Baron Tam, Lachayr, you have to make a bracha on sleeping in the Sukkah. Because sleeping is more common than Achila. So Re wanted to say, maybe don't make a bracha because you might not fall asleep. And therefore, when you're very falling asleep, it's too late. Dr. Baron Tam answered him that no. He says, Kol mitzvah sukkah shechayiv adam mesuda lasuda. You're going shina, v'tiyol, v'shinun, birchas leisha basukkah shebirach al hasuda poitrosa milvar chaleim. Baron Tam answered him, you don't have to come on to the fact that you might not fall asleep. Stamazai, we don't make a bracha on shina, because we make a bracha on the achil and the pat is everything else. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafesh Tamates Sifches, the paskint like a Baron Tam. Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Nogush Ein Mevorchen Al Suk El Beshas Achila. Zok Rama Vachi Nog. However, we could clear B'das Baron Tam. What's the word? Is the pshat that the bracha achila patters everything else? It's like Iker and Tuffel. The Iker is the Achila, everything else is Tuffel, so the Bracha and Achila patters everything else. Or is the Pshat, and then when they were Masak and a Bracha on everything else, only Masak and a Bracha on the Achila. What could be an Afkamina between these two ways to understand the Baron Tam? Afkamina could be the Gabe, someone who is fasting during Sukkos. So if you hold the Pshat, is that they only made the tekana of to make a bracha on the achila and not on everything else if he's fasting. Even though he didn't make a bracha on the achila, still he doesn't make a bracha on everything else. But if you hold that batsem, the reason why you don't make a bracha on other things only because you made a bracha on the achila and the bracha on the achila patted everything, so b'chad gav that he's fasting, he would have to make a new bracha. Ma'aseh mishabura tafresh lametes memches brings down from the Taz that Hamas'an the besukis aish ein daid lechal pas bayis ayayim azuchul alma kol emas sheyotze yitzir gemura chayi levarach the dafka kishayichal pas vila hanapais mishvachal ikra v'chi v'suko paitik hol dvar matfeilim kishayichal aishayich. So meilu l'charya in the Taz and the Mishmur is mavur that together is that the bracha on the chila patters everything else. The Maramadchai argues in Taz. He holds that even that even someone that's fasting does not make a bracha on Shara Devarim, just like someone who ate. So he holds, the pshat is, that Chazal would not masakin a bracha on other, only masakin a bracha on the chila, not on other things. The truth of the matter is, the Aruch HaShulchan is also mashma, they learn that way, because the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Chof Ches, where Chachili wanted to say, according to Baran Tam, that if you go to Sukkos Chaveroi, you have to make new bracha. And then he writes, Shana Minikain, and he explains, because we hold that the Iker is, Iker Mitzvah Hi Achila. Ve'im Mevarachin El Iker Mitzvah. So again, the Aruch Shulchan held that if you go to your friends, that the bracha you made in your sukkah doesn't pat your friend's sukkah. That's a big shalom in the place by itself. The Chashulchan is going that it doesn't pat your friend's sukkah. Merely says, even Kundraban Tam, if you make a bracha in your own sukkah, and then you go to your friend's sukkah, you're not eating there, you have to make a new bracha. And then he says, no, because the ikar is the achila, and the bracha el ikar mitzvah. And therefore, it's mashma that he held, that's the Baran Tam, that they were masakin bracha only on achila. That's why, even though he held that going to your friend's sukkah would require a new bracha, since you're not eating there, it's not a problem. But l'chayr, it's mavur in the Rosh, that the achila pat is the other stuff, rather than to say that they were never masakin a bracha on other actions. Because the Rosh, and that's why it's in brachas over there, he's done the guy brachas atayra. The misha birach brachas atayra v'hifzik b'dvar macherim, because you have to make another bracha. And he brings a raya from Baran Tam that you don't have to make a bracha. And this is lashon of the Rosh. Kol says kol shkei misha daiti taral limudoi im yotzlam lachtoi v'asak of lav hefzik. Now, if you hold the say Baran Tam is that the chatchilo misakin a bracha on the achila, not in everything else. So what does he want? What's he being around about Birchas Taira? El Al Karachach, the Rosh holds. According to Baran Tam, the bracha on the achila pat the Shar Dvarim, and Mela, and the Rosh brought down, the Baran Tam said, that it pat the Shar Dvarim, even though you're mafsik in the middle. The Rosh brought down from Baran Tam, if you made a bracha on the achila, and then you left, then you came back and wanted to go to sleep, the Rosh, the Baran Tam says, you don't make a bracha, says the Rosh. So you see, that is not a problem of a hafzik. So Melech Huadim, by Birchas Tari, made a bracha by his Tari, and he went to work and came back and learned at night, doesn't make a new bracha, it's not a hafzik. If the pshat is that this you don't make a bracha on Shina for Baran Tam, is because they were never misakin a bracha on Shina, Sim Kain, there's no raya. There's no need to break a bracha on the Shina. Shina can be Birchas Tari. Elmai, it's muchach from the Rosh, beyond the shadow of a doubt, l'chayra, that avada, the pshat is, that the masakin a bracha on everything. Narvas, the bracha on the chila pat is everything else. And truth of the matter is, Loshen Baran Tam itself is mashm like that. When he answered the Ri, he said, brichas leisha basuka shebrich alasuda paitrosai mulvarach aleim. Mashma clearly, not like the Aruch HaShulchan and Pashas of Mayim Mardechai, that there was no bracha l'chila in Shar Dvarim, but rather we say the bracha l'chila pat in Shar Dvarim. Another nafka mina might chap between the Baran Tam and the Rambam. The guy, fakarta nafka mina, the guy was sitting all day in the sukkah and he didn't leave. So then he ate breakfast, he stayed in the sukkah until lunch. Now it's a different suda. So if the Rambam avada, since he didn't leave, there was no hefsek, he doesn't make a new bracha. Fi the Baran Tam, there's makom l'stapik. Fi the Baran Tam, they were mechayiv. I'll call Suda, Ken Zayin, even if there wasn't a hefzik, he's chayim. Memes in the Bach and the Taz both hold that every Suda is a new mechayim, every Suda is a mechayim. Therefore, even if you didn't leave the Sukkah, you had to make a new bracha. But Mishmura Paschal is not like that. In Tafresh Lamates, if Katan Mem Vav, and Barichas in the Shaar Tzion, Sif Katan Pei Vav. He brings down that most Achrayim disagree with the Bachan and Taz, and they hold that Afir Ben Tam, if there was no Hefsik, he made a bracha on one Suda, it's going to pater another Suda as well. Now, the Mishavura brings down a Chayyadam. Mishmun in Sifkan Chavchas bin al Chayyadam, and Chayyadam is Kufim Zayin Yidalad, that even if you're Ben Tam, you don't have to make a bracha on Achila. What happens if a guy ate breakfast, a mashal, and he left the sukkah, and he came back, and he's not going to eat until the evening? And so, all right, so in the middle, he's going to be there for a period. He left and came back. Now he's going to sit and learn for a couple hours until he goes davens. And he's going to go daven, and there'll be another, so he'll leave and come back before the Suda. So it comes out, there's a period in the interim where he's sitting in the sukkah, and there is no Suda before, and there's no Suda after. So, Zok Techayadam, Bechay Gavna, Kondi Meritam, He has to make a bracha on the yeshiva itself. Why? Because the pshat is that the bracha on the achila pater is the yeshiva. But over here, he was mafsig between breakfast and the learning, and then he's going to be mafsig again between learning and lunch. So therefore, he has to make a new bracha. That's the chayad and paskins. And Mishur brings down the Chayad and Paskins. Well, Chayr again, in the Rosh, it's before not like that. Because in that same Rosh, when he handles the Ben Tam, being like this, that when they re-ask Ben Tam if you have to make a bracha on sleeping, Ben Tam said, Kol mitzvahs sukkah shechayiv odom misuda lesuda, kegoin shina v'tiyol v'shinun birchas sukkah, v'leishav sukkah shebirchas sukkah, v'paitras l'var chaleim. Says the Ben Tam, Zok the Rosh, Dvarov, Afilu hisiach daitay melishan. A guy tried to go to sleep and couldn't fall asleep. Kegoin shiyatz nimlach teveshuv nimlach. So he went to take care of some errands, couldn't fall asleep. He left the sukkah and came back. Ain't it tzarich levarach? So he sees mefurish in the Rosh, but that's the Ben Tam, that even though he's doing something in the sukkah which is not connected to a meal. In this case, he's sleeping in the sukkah and there was a hefsik between the meal and the sleeping. Still, the Rosh says, you don't make a new bracha. And after that's where the Rosh brought a raya, the guy bay, brachas atayra. So you see, l'char b'feresh in the Rosh, not like the chayyadam. There's one more ara, the Meshulam is another psach from the chayyadam, that if some ahoylich l'sukkas chaveray, tzarech levarach sham, ben yoychal sham oyloi. That's the chayad and paskins. That if you go to sukkas chaveray, you have to make a bracha. Ben yoychal sham, ben loy, even if you're not going to eat there. Zok nishar etzion. What's pshat? Why, if you're not going to eat there, why have to make a bracha? Zok there. The time of who? Shirak be beisoy. Shaderech ulekfoye sham suda. Ainem avarch el achila. Aval be beis chaveiroi. Shainaderech ulekfoye sham suda. Lechul alma kol nichnus sham chayiv. So the Meshavur, the Sharatzin, understands pshat in the chayadam. Why, when you go to your friend's house, you have to make a bracha even though you're not eating? The answer is because the derech is l'kvaya besuz chavera, even not eating. So that's why I'm b'choyiv. Now, b'choyra, if you ma'ayin, n'chayadam, pashtis, that's not the pshat. Because right after the chayadam said his chiddush that we just mentioned before, that if you're going to be doing something in your own sukkah that's not connected to a bracha, like we said before, if you, after you ate your breakfast, you left and you came back, and before you eat lunch, you can go out again, then you have to make a bracha on the learning, because the bracha of achila doesn't patrit, it's a hefsek. Zok de chaya adam. Mel zok de er, hu adin. V'chein, he says. That's Lashon. V'chein, ha'olch, sukkos chaveroi. And even though you're not going to eat there, you have to make a bracha. What's the pshat? The pshat is, what Chai Adam is saying is, that when you go to Sukkos Chaveroi, so also you don't have an achila to pater it. So Mela, since when you left, going from your house to your friend's house is considered a hafzik going to Chai Adam. So Mela, for the same reason why, if you're in your own house, and you're mafsik between the achila and what you're doing, you have to make a new bracha. So too, if you go to your friend's house, it's not me go to your friend's house, and so you have to make a bracha on anything, because there, the bracha you made on the achila doesn't pater what you're doing in your friend's house. Now, even the l'chair again, this is l'chair not like the Rosh. Because according to the Rosh, b'dasar ben tam, even though you're mafsik, that's Rosh. You know you're mafsik, then you don't have to make a new bracha. That was the Rosh said, because the guy left. He says b'dasa ben tam. Even though he left, he was masich das from sleeping. So he went to take care of things and came back. He doesn't make a bracha on the sleeping because the bracha on achila patered, even though l'chayil it was a hafsik. So here also. If you're the Rosh, going to your friend's house would not be mechayiv a new bracha.